Krisus Peg Vov Mishneches Bez Hashem, the last share on this Masechta. Mevin Mehegdish Kizbo. It's possible to bring from Mois that was set aside to buy a Kizbo for a Karban Chatos, a Seira. The money was set aside for that Karban. We were just discussing the previous Mishnah. Chelev, Chatos Chelev, turned into a Chatos Shabbos. Here we're talking about bringing for the same Avera. But a Karban Chatos can be brought either from a Kizba or a Seira, both Nekevois, but either a Kizba or a Seira, so you can divert it from one to the other. That the Kiddush is not Nitvas, that it has to be a Kizba. Mehegdish Seira, from money that was put aside to buy a Seira, one can buy a Kizba. It's the same Karban Batsim. Mehegdish Kizba Seira, from money that was set aside to buy a Kizba or Seira, in this case, we're talking about a Karban Oil of Yoyrid. And then what happens is, he wants to, and he's allowed to buy, because his financial situation is such that he can be Yoyd to Teirnu B'nei Yoyna. So he wants to use that to buy Teirnu B'nei Yoyna. Or Mehegdish Teirnu B'nei Yoyna, the money was set aside for Teirnu B'nei Yoyna, and then his financial situation went up. He's allowed to then, I'm sorry, his financial situation went down even more than a Baal Chai of a Oiv. It went down to the point where he's allowed to be Yoytzi Dechavasi with a Karban Mincha to Asir Soefa. Ketzad, if we're talking about an Oshir that was Magdish, he was became a Chuyv in a Karban El Yoyvin, Vihifish Lekizba Seira, because that's the Karban of that he has to bring. The Halach is Hani when he becomes poor, Yovi Oif. So then he's allowed to bring an Oif. Hani, if he becomes even poorer, he's Dalei Dalus Beloshon Chazal. Yovi Asira Soefa, he can bring the Karban Mincha. Or what happens the other way? He fished Lasira Soefa because he was Dalei Dalus. The Heshe, he became wealthier. Yovi Oif. Heshe, if he became even wealthier, Yovi Kizba, Usiira from that money. The Kedusha of the money is Nitfas only in the Shame Karban and the purpose of the Karban, but not in the Min that the Karban is going to bring. Hifrish Kizba Oy Seirov in his store, but he was Mavish Kizba Seirov, became a Balmom. And then he became poor. And he only has to bring Turbine Yoni. Imrotza, if he wants, Yavi Bidimeim, he can bring with the money of the Kizba Seirov, the Oif, that he's allowed to. However, Hifrish Oif, somebody who's somewhat poor, he's a Dal, not Dali Dalim, was mavish and oif in his stove, he became a balmum. Lo yovi bidomma vasir soefo, she'en lo oif pidyin. L'maisi, you can't transfer the kedusha on an oif to something else. A behemah has pidyin, pa'amod of arocha, v'lun timsechis, erichin. Ma'ashenken, an oif has no hamod of arocha, it has no pidyin. Therefore, the kedusha of the oif is not transferable to be put onto something else. Last Mishnah, Reb Shimon Oimer, Kvosim Koidmim Li'izim B'chol Mokoim. It's a Geshmak, a last Mishnah, where the Mishnah discusses different cases of Kedima. So we were just discussing Karbonos of Kivsos, Izo. So Kvosim Koidmim Li'izim B'chol Mokoim, Kvosim Amor Choshev, they're always mentioned first. The Torah always says, L'seba Kvosim Oiboizim, Mina Kvosim Mina Izim Tikochu, and so on. Yochol Mepneshum of Karban Mehem, you're going to say that it's better, it's more hidden in the Karban. Talmud Loima, Vim Kevis Yovi Karbona Lechatos, after the Torah says Vehevi Karbona Sirius Yizim, Malamed Shushneim Shkulim. That both of them are Maisa the same. So in actuality, there is no Adifus. One is not more Choshev than the other. The same idea is true. Toyin Koidmin Lebnei Yoyne B'chol Mokoyim. It's also always mentioned first in the Pasuk, Yochum Neshehein Mukharmem. It's better. And it could be that there's halacha mice in this Havamina. Lefi the Havamina, if a person is Mavish or Karban, we assume he meant the better Min. Now that the answer is he could bring either one. Why? Because they're Shava. The Pasuk, you'd think that's Neshehein Mukharmem, Talmud Lema, Ben Yoyne, Toyin Lechatis. The Torah occasionally puts it the other way. Talmud Lema. Malam Shishneim Shkulim. Vice says both of them are equal. So either, a person can bring either one when he is saysin the lashon. Ho'av koidim lo'im b'chol mokim. This is another kedima. Father is written in the Torah. Ove v'imoy. Yochol shekoved ho'av o'idif al koved ho'im. the Mishnah also in Kiddushin, that the covet of the father comes before the covet of the mother, or it's greater than the covet of the mother. Talmud Lamed Ishni Mevav Tiro Melamed Sheshneim Shkum. Here the Torah says the other way. Imevav. Avlamu Chachamim Ho'av Koydim Leim Bechol Mokoyim Mipnei Shehu Ve'imoy Chayavim Bechvoid Oviv. Since a mother is Mechuyiv also to be misnag with her husband with a certain tzura of their cheretz, and remember the Torah puts the two together that the mother should also look up to the father. Ma'aser Rashi in Chumash Ovdei and Parshas Kedoshim brings famously a shtickel that's in the Gemara, that's in the Braisa, on the Aflamet Aleph in Kedushin, that the reason why the Torah puts by Kibur Aveim a father first, and by Yira the Torah puts the mother first, is because a person naturally has more Yira from a father than a mother. The Torah is Mazir, the mother before the father. A person naturally has more Kibud than for his mother, so the Torah talks about the Av before the Aim. Last parallel, V'chein B'Talmud Torah. It's that way in Hilchas Talmud Torah. Im Zocho Aben Mipnei HaRav. If he learned from one Rebbe, Roiv Chochmose, and he's Mamish, his Rebbe Muvik. So then, Koidim Esoav. A Rebbe Muvik, that's Mevi L'Chayel L'Mabo, B'Losh Namesh in Gedushin, as Kedim of the father, who was only maybe him, L'Dei Chayel L'Mazeh. Nay, Shuhu, Ve'ovim Chayel M'Kvayed Rabbi. It's the same thing. His father's Mekhoyim, and Kavanah Torah, the one who taught his son. So Mel, it's Poshrut, that Kedim includes also that the father himself has to be Mechnia for the Rebbe. So therefore, that's for sure that the Rebbe comes first.